Just off the back roads of rural Minnesota, amongst freshly tilled farm fields and tall prairie grass, stands a row of aluminum-sided warehouses, or today's version of a turkey farm. Inside each warehouse is a sea of white, 17,000 turkeys. Enormous turbines circulate air, and industrial-sized generators pump water into troughs that line the walls. The stench of manure is disorienting. Greg Langmo and his family have raised turkeys for more than 50 years. Over time, he says, manure has become more troublesome as farmland diminishes, and he's looking for an innovative solution.
We need to put the muscle behind these problems to solve them for everyone's good. Farmers don't want to pollute any more than anyone else. We're probably more sensitive to the environment than most.
Minnesota is the second largest turkey producer in the country. Normally, farmers stockpile their manure and then spread it on fields twice a year as the weather allows. Complaints from neighbors of odor and pollution have increased over time as farmers increase the size of their operations. Langmo says the new power plant would help farmers get rid of their manure year-round.
Most of these operations were set up before there was anything called a permit. And now they're continuing to regulate us, add more laws, rules, regulations, and cost. And we're asking on the fiberwatt scenario where we burn poultry litter to create renewable energy, we're asking for the state to give us some assistance.
Last fall, turkey farmers began talking with Fiberwatt Corporation of England about building a manure-fueled plant. The plant would burn the manure to generate electricity and produce an ash to be sold as fertilizer. Langmo and others are asking state legislators to designate poultry manure as a renewable energy resource, therefore eligible for government subsidies. But cost remains the biggest obstacle. Farmers in Minnesota are asking the state for $50 million to give the plant a kickstart. Sherry Tucker is an environmental lawyer representing Fiberwatt. She says the company's track record in England should be an incentive for poultry-producing states to back the project.
They have burned over 2 million tons of poultry litter as fuel, producing electricity that supplies power for over 110,000 homes per year in the UK. They have taken the excess poultry litter out of the system, leaving about half of what the UK produces to be used as fertilizer, traditionally applied to land, and the rest they use as a renewable source of energy.
But some are worried about the environmental impact. Neighbors of Fiberwatt's English plants have complained of odor and increased traffic. Others question if Fiberwatt's plant emissions would meet environmental regulations in Minnesota. David Morris of the Institute of Local Self-Reliance in Minneapolis says even with state support, the cost of manure-produced energy can't compete with cheaper sources of power.
If the state wanted to put $50 million or even $5 million on the table and ask bidders, come up with the most cost-effective technology, that would be the proper way to go about it. That's the way the state of Maryland is going about it. But it doesn't make sense to prematurely anoint, a given technology and throw very large sums of money at it.
Farmers in Maryland and Delaware are also pursuing the prospect of burning manure for energy. Morris says Maryland's response to manure pollution could be a model for states like Minnesota. Maryland officials have set up a research fund and are looking for a variety of disposal alternatives for turkey manure. In Minnesota earlier this spring, a coalition of farmers and rural county commissioners received a $200,000 grant to study the feasibility of a manure-powered plant. They've gained the support of several local legislators and will be introducing a $50 million request to the Minnesota legislature next fall. Back at Langmo's farms, large panels on the sides of the warehouse is open to let in some sun and fresh air. Manure odor, once confined to the warehouse, is released to the world. Langmo says manure has the potential to actually make the environment cleaner. He says if all goes as planned, his turkeys could be making renewable energy by 2004. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Catherine Herzog in St. Cloud, Minnesota.